Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, this is Andy.
This is Miyabi.
And you, of course, are listening to Japan Top 10. Today we have the March 2023 countdown for you. So excited to bring in spring and introduce everyone to some new and some old hits from the J-pop and J-rock scenes. So without further ado, let us get into it. But first, we do have a short announcement. For those of you looking to join our team, we are currently looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts. So if you are interested in joining the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there, please check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details. Oh, all right, well, how have you been doing, Yabi?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I'm still doing job hunting since I graduated.
Yeah, me too. I'm in the same boat.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So, good luck to us. Maybe some of our songs this week will bring us some good luck our job hunt. without having our listeners wait too long, why don't we get right into our number 10 song? And that would be Rose, which is Chili Beans featuring Vondi, a new song on our countdown this week.
Number 10.
Bye.
Things is a girls band formed by Moto, Maika, and Lily in 2019.
Yes, and on August 25th of 2021, the band actually released their debut EP titled Dancing Alone.
Wandy started his career in 2019 by independently uploading online before breaking out late in the year with the song Tokyo Flash.
He has actually released songs for multiple TV shows, including Chainsaw Blood, which was, of course, the song for Chainsaw Man, and Haraka no Yusha, which was used in the anime Ranking of Kings. Yeah, I really like this. I haven't really listened to Chili Beans before. Is this your introduction to them?
Yeah, it's like a hidden gem when I was listening to this song.
Yeah, I really, well, Vondi always makes really cool music, but I think he added such a nice touch to, like, it really balanced out their kind of, like, rock sound, his, like, smooth vocals.
Yeah, totally. I think they have, like, similar styles of music.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's a single in their, in Chili Beans' new EP, Mixtape. Mm. All the songs have their different styles, like electronic or a bit heavy or different kinds of rock. Yeah, I fell in love with this band, like, in the second I played.
Oh, that's awesome. I love when that happens. I love, like, getting introduced and then, yeah, falling in love. And the video is really cool, too. I looked it up a little bit, but the director, Mayu Ikeda, has a really, you know, super cool style of art. And she's an illustrator herself. So if you're interested and want to, like, kind of, like, live in the world of Rose a little bit more, you can look at her art a little bit, too.
That's good to know. I will definitely check it out later.
Yes, yes, please. Well, should we move on to our next song?
Yes. Next song is on our ninth place, Adventure Band by Yasobi.
Number 9. いつもの一日から抜け出して目が覚めるような冒険の舞台へ回る地球儀を目印に幸いに行こう特別な一日に
そうとも反対にだんだんと過ぎる毎日でもやっと
Yes, that again was Adventure by Yoasobi, which is new on our charts this week. So Yoasobi probably needs no introduction to our listeners, but they are a Japanese music super duo, which was formed by Sony Music Entertainment Japan, and it is composed of Vocaloid producer Ayase and the singer-songwriter Ikura.
Adventure was released as a standalone single on February 15, 2023, through Sony Music Entertainment Japan.
Yep, and this song was actually written by Ayase and is a theme for the 2023 campaign by Universal Studio Japan's to support their students called Unibaru. And this song is actually kind of based on the novel Lens Goshi no Kirameki Ho, which was written by Nagi. So that's a kind of an interesting background setting up this track.
Yeah, and also like for a lot of songs by Yoasobi, they all based on novels as well. I think the first song like becomes so popular, it was based on the novel as well, and I think they did have a stage performance in a library or something.
Yeah, that's right, at Kohaku, the Kohaku Utagasen, the annual singing competition. You're right, they had the staging was like a library.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't even remember that. Funny. Yeah, also I have to mention, I was like watching all the videos in preparation for our episode, and this is another really cool animated music video, and the director is actually someone I didn't realize, but like I kind of thought the style looked familiar, and it's because Jun Takumai, who directed the animation for this video, is also responsible for Pom 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 by Keri Pomi Pomu. I don't know if you're familiar.
I think I might know this.
Yeah, but it's like it's just like a really bright and poppy video, and it was cool to see that similar style used here.
My God, definitely check this out. Like Yoasobi is like always in our rank, and also like on top of the rank in like Japan music.
Yeah, like honestly, I mean, it was kind of towards the end of when, right before I moved back, but they were so popular. Like, you would just hear them everywhere in Japan, no matter what. So,
yeah, exactly. And, like, usually songs of Yoasobi are all produced by Ayase, but Ikura recently released her own new song called Cycle, which was all written by her.
Oh, nice. We'll have to... I'll have to check that out. And any listeners out there, too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that will bring us to... I mean, someone who hasn't been on our charts in too long, I don't think, but someone who's near and dear to my heart, and that is Sandaime J-Soul Brothers with their song Stars, which is another new song to this week's countdown.
Number 8.
三代目 J-Soul Brothers, formerly simply J-Soul Brothers, are J-pop vocal and dance group formed by EXILE and producer Hiroyuki Igarashi in Japan in 1991.
Yeah, and 三代目 J-Soul Brothers were actually explosively popular, due to the critical success following the release of their 2014 single, Yusei, which actually won them the Japan Record Award at the 56th Japan Record Awards.
Throughout their discography, San Daime J-Soul Brothers have explored different genres on each of their albums, ranging from soul, R&B to EDM, hip-hop, andDubstep.
Yes, longtime listeners of the show will know my love for boy bands. I always love seeing San Daime J-Soul Brothers' performance. It just like does something for me.
Yeah, I like some of their songs as well. And I knew Yusei, it was so famous. And also Choo Choo Train.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes, Choo Choo Train is the best. I'm sorry, it's just the all-time.
Yeah, I think it's the all-time, like, in EXILE, a lot of boy band, like, covered. There were so many versions of Choo Choo Train.
Yeah, I just love how, they really captured the cultural dialogue for a while. Everyone was trying to do it.
And the dance was pretty interesting as well.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Actually, a lot of people would probably recognize the dance, but not necessarily know that it came from Choo Choo Train, I feel like. Because it happens a lot, like a lot of even, let's say, anime or video games will use that dance to kind of like... Yeah, so it's kind of funny that a lot of people have probably seen it but don't know.
Totally. Yeah, and typically, the boy band in EXILE, their formation is like two vocal members and dancer members. They're like their dancer members are like so professional.
Yeah, it's really wild. I mean, they really focus on the visuals, like using dancing, and then have the vocalist kind of just focus on singing, I feel like.
Yeah, totally. And it's quite a distinct style to enjoy like Exile's style stage performance.
Yeah. No, I really appreciate it. And I mean, just a small shout out, maybe Stars will propel them into fame, like popularity once again, because Yusei was also like, the meaning of Yusei is, I think it's shooting star. And so we have another theme of stars with this song again.
Yeah, totally.
Well, if we're all good, we can kind of shut the telescope on Stars and head to our next song. How do you feel?
Yeah, totally. Now we move on to our seven songs. It's also a new song, Eljuno by Yoroshika.
Number seven.
Anata wa doushite boku ni kokoro o kuretan deshou? Anata wa doushite boku ni me o kaitan da? Sora yori okiku kumo nagasu kaze o nomikonde boku no manako wa mata yume o mite. Thank you.
Yorushika is a Japanese rock duo founded in 2017 and represented by Universal Music Japan.
The group consists of Anne Buna, a Vocaloid music producer, and Suis, a female vocalist.
Yes, and the name Yorushika, I've been interested about this for a while because I haven't looked it up, but it's actually taken from a lyric in one of their songs, which says, Yorushika mo, nemurezu ni, which means I can only sleep at night.
Yorushika is very secretive to the public and has only held 3 concerts to date.
That is another interesting, like, I just feel like, how do you be so secretive and so popular at the same time?
Yeah, totally. And I think there are a lot of new musicians are all like cover their faces, but also like some old bands as well. Like, I don't know if like secretive is like their thing.
Right.
There's so many, like Ado, Tsutomayo.
Oh, that's true. That's so
Wandy, true. Wandy showed his face, but like usually don't show his face. And also
that is
Green.
Interesting. Yeah, Green. Yeah. Yeah. How could we forget? Like Green is like the most famous that I feel like.
Yeah, and also like their concert invited Suda Masaki and other Yokohama Ryusei and all other like famous actors which stars their documentary movies and sang their same song, and which is so cool.
That is like, yeah, and it is really cool. It's kind of unprecedented. I feel like at least now it feels like everyone has to put their face on something to get like recognized. I'm just thinking in terms of like, you know, people using TikTok to promote their arts and stuff. Like it's almost really cool that, you know, an artist can remain a bit more anonymous and still be quite famous.
Yeah, everyone's using social media for their personal branding.
Yeah, exactly. So it just is that more impressive that they're able to, you know, really gain a lot of popularity. I was also really drawn to the cover art for this single or this song. I don't know if you got a chance to look at it, but it's featured on the YouTube video that I listened to the song with.
Yeah, I think I firstly know their song was like in my high school.
Oh, really?
Like,
oh.
Yeah, the song like "Dakkara boku wa ongaku wo yameta," which means that's why I don't do music anymore.
Right.
I think a lot of people knew that song, and recently I've been heard them very often, like in my private life.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah,
I think
it's like they've been back to social media.
Definitely. Yeah, but before we move on, I just wanted to shout out, the artist who did the album art for this, Ryukato, just because I feel like it really perfectly fit the atmosphere. I mean, oftentimes, obviously, album art does, but it felt fit the atmosphere quite well for this Algernon song.
Yeah.
Well, before we continue taking you on this wonderful journey throughout our countdown, I do have a short announcement, and that is to ask if anyone out there is interested in advertising with our podcast. You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular cultural-based music podcasts and reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. So if you are interested in advertising with us, you can find the full details at jtop10.jp, and we will work to find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Now let's go to our sixth song, which have the same play in our rank this month, which is Akatoki Reload by Aiko.
Number 6.
上書きするほど更新されない、だってずっと好きなんだから、変わらない、変わりたい、もっとちゃんとしたい、だけど今あなたを好きな自分も好きでいたい、唇のほくろに気がついたのは今夜に美味しく酔えたから、抱きしめるほど近く、
again was Aiko with Akatoki Reload. Now, Aiko is a Japanese singer and songwriter that is famous for her hit songs Ashita, Kabutomushi, Hanabi, and many, many more.
Aiko began as a radio host in April 1996 after graduating from college. She later released a CD in August that the same year.
And in July 1998, Aiko actually debuted on a major label with her first single, Ashita, which was used as the theme song for the movie Toire no Hanako-san. I'm a big fan of Aiko, or at least I'm a pretty big fan, and I love this song because it felt so in line with kind of how she usually sounds, but also She used a bit different instrumentation in the song, I feel, and it made it feel new but nostalgic, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally makes sense. I think it's the first time I heard her song, maybe. So I...
Oh, really?
So I checked the song list created by her. And yeah, I think it's just totally what you said.
Mm.
And I think she is pretty ballet song girl. But her voice has a bit like similar texture with Shina Ringo, right?
Yeah, I've like never thought of that. Yeah, that's a good point. It's so funny. Like, it's so funny how you said that too, because they are like, if I think of their image, they're so different.
Yeah, totally. But like, yeah, I just feel like when I heard the start of this song, I just feel like the voice like so similar to someone, and yeah, it just popped up to my head. Oh, it like a bit similar texture with Shina Ringo.
That's so funny. I'm so happy you said that, because like I'm a big fan of both, and now I'm like gonna forever connect them even more, because that's so cool. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was also gonna say this song. I was researching just a little bit before we started recording this episode, and the song is actually currently being used as a theme song for a Fuji television drama, which is called Ninja ni Kekkon wa Muzukashii, and which means being married to a ninja is difficult or hard.
Yeah, totally. I've watched the full episodes, yeah, because I like Nanao. She's so pretty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, what did you think? What's your review of the drama?
Well, Nanao is so pretty.
Well, we can just leave it at that. No, I'm just kidding.
The actor Suzuki was from Exile.
Mm.
Kekitan.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm.
Like, I think it's my first time to see her as a heroine in the drama. Like, in a romantic relationship.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. I don't have as deep of a history with watching J-dramas, but I could definitely get into them. I should get into them.
Yeah, it's kind of like different style, like, from her, like, usually acting. The characters, the image is kind of different.
Yeah, I feel like maybe you can correct me, but I feel like in Japanese dramas, a lot of times the acting is like really over, like they're overacting. It's like really explosive and like they're super. They just like have like so much drama and like expressions,
exaggerated totally.
Mm.
I think an obvious example will be Hanzawa Naoki.
That is a good example. For all our listeners, you can check out that drama if you're interested. Well, before we get moving on with our countdown again, I do have another short announcement for everyone. So if you are a Japanese indie musician or make Japanese music as an indie musician, and would like to get some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That's NOLA@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. And excitingly, I think we do have an indie spotlight today. So please contact us if you are interested.
And now let's have our fifth song by Zello Kang, Zero Feeling, by 10 Feet, which dropped by 4 places in our rank.
Number 5.
Morale. 立ちの先へ、それが最後になる気がしたんだ。
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
That again was 10 Feet. So 10 Feet is actually a Japanese rock band which formed in Kyoto in 1997, and their music style is a mix of rock, punk, heavy metal, reggae, hip-hop, guitar pop, and even bossa nova, interestingly.
Band members include Takuma Mitamura in position of lead vocals, electric guitar, Naoki Inoue in position of electric bass guitar, backing vocals, and Koichi Nakaoka, drums and backing vocals.
Yes, and this song, Dai Zerokan, is actually featured as the ending theme for the new movie, The First Slam Dunk, which first aired on December 3rd. I I feel like I felt, I don't know that I know 10 feet as a band, but I definitely have heard their sound before because they've been around for a long time. But yeah, do you have any experience with them, or is this your first time listening?
Oh, I think it's the first time I was listening to their song.
Yeah.
But like, I think the hit of the first Slam Dunk is so strong, and like this song is like in our rank. And yeah, I think this song is like pretty old school, but it's pretty good for a sing song.
I agree. Like, that's what I would describe it as too. It just felt very classically anime, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
And I appreciated it. I haven't seen the Slam Dunk film yet. Have you? Or are you a fan of Slam Dunk at all?
No, I think it may be a bit old for me.
Yeah, it is pretty it's kind of classic.
Yeah, it's classic. And yeah, I think it may not be my age, but I've heard this name like since I was very little.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely just been around, and I've not, you know, fully dove in or anything yet, but it's something that's always intrigued me because I feel like the people who like Slam Dunk, well, I guess this is true for most anime, but especially for Slam Dunk, they're always trying to get me to read it. They're like, "Oh, you have to start."
Yeah, everyone's telling me that. And also, like, even like for some of the friends who are the fans of this manga or anime, they went to Japan for tourism, and they took picture like where this manga used as scene in the story.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh. Yeah. They are dedicated.
Yeah, they're dedicated, like, this manga contributed like Japanese tourism.
Perfect. I mean, that is the power of having such good, you know, manga and anime scenes, I suppose.
Definitely.
Cool. All right, well, if you don't mind, we can move on to our next track. I feel bad for leaving behind Slam Dunk. So, without further ado, and continuing, we can get to our number 4 spot, which is Back Number with I Love You, down one spot from last time.
Number 4.
を教えてくれている親切にどうも僕もそんな風に軽やかでいられたら横切った猫に不安を打ち明けながら君に会いたくなる君の顔に書いてあって人生の意味はいつか君がくれた雨の中に入ってた君の周りに浮かんだものに触れて何を作れるだろう。どれも些細で頼りない決意で僕の世界の模様はできてる。おしゃれではないけど ごと、ああ君に会いたくなる。どんな言葉が願いが景色が君を笑顔に幸せにするだろう。地図なんかないけど歩いて探して君に渡せたらいい。道のりと時間を花束に変えて君に渡せたらいい。
Now you've heard I Love You by Back Number. Back Number is a Japanese rock power trio formed in 2004. The group consists of Yori Shimizu in position of lead vocals and guitar, Kazuya Kojima who play bass guitar and backing vocals, and Hisashi Kurihara who plays drums.
Yes, now Back Number, again, I feel like I say this every time, band that needs no introduction, but the group's biggest hit, as many people might know, is Christmas Song, which peaked at number one for 3 weeks on the Japan Hot 100 chart, and it was actually later certified million by the Recording Industry Association of Japan.
Back Number was asked to write the same song for the next NHK morning drama series entitled Mayagare, premiering October 3rd.
And I Love You, this song, of course, will be Back Number's first song to be featured on the established morning drama series. So that's kind of surprising to me for a band that's so prolific.
Yes, totally. And the Christmas song like becomes like classic, I guess, in our generation.
Yeah, it's...Like, I feel bad for saying this, but Back Number's songs all sound very similar to me. When I go back and listen, like, I was preparing for this, this episode and listening to I Love You, and I was like, oh, it just, it felt so, not similar, but familiar, I guess is a better way of, a nicer way of saying it. I appreciate that they have, like, such an established sound and, it is not lost here.
Yeah, I feel like, so my friends, like who loves Back Number so much, they were like so loyal. I don't know why, like they just like their music like so much, like so loyal.
It's really funny you say that, because if I think of my friends who are also fans of Back Number, it's the same. Like they are kind of ride or die fans, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, like, what's the magic, but yeah, it's just so funny. And I would say, like, it's all, like, very good song. Also, like, a song before, like, Kaito, which was the same song for, like, another drama, though I don't recommend that drama. But the song was...pretty good, Kaito, and yeah, hit a lot.
Interesting. Yeah, I think just listening to or reflecting on what we just said, I do feel like maybe there's something like lyrically going on. I should go back and like really pay attention to the lyrics. Maybe that's what resonates with people a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And I Love You is a single in their new EP. I think they haven't released.A new EP for so long.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's been a little while since, even though I've just kind of like said, I feel like I've listened to them recently, but no, it has been a while since something new came out of Back Number. So I'm sure their fans, those very loyal fans, will be happy.
Yeah.
Oh, we are okay, really winding down on our countdown.
Yeah.And without further ado, let's have our next song, Kickback by Hanshin-Yonezu, which dropped by one place this month.
Number 3.
And I hope you all enjoyed, once again, Kickback by Kenshi Onezu. Kenshi Onezu is a Japanese musician, singer, songwriter, record producer, and even illustrator.
I would add a dancer in that.
I would also add that. Good point.
Kickback is the opening for the new hit anime, Chainsaw Man.
And actually, there's a really cool surprise in this video and song. So music producer Daiki Tsuneta of King Gnu and Millennium Parade actually co-arranged this song with Yonezu and appears in the music video alongside him.
It has been revealed that Yonezu did the cover art of the song. He has also done with songs like M87 and Pale Blue.
I am a big fan of Kenshi Onezu just all around. He is like one of my favorite artists currently working, I feel like.
Same, totally. Same. Like, my top is like Kenshi Onezu, Gen Hoshino, Suda Masaki.
Oh, you must have been so happy when Kenshi Onezu and Suda Masaki collaborated.
Yeah, totally. And actually, Gen, Hoshino Gen, Suda Masaki were in the same drama called MIU44. And yeah, which was so good. And also, like, the same song was produced by Kenshi Onezu.
Oh, dang. I didn't know that. Oh, that's really cool. Oh.
Yeah, definitely go check out that drama. Like, I've go over it like 3 times.
I'm actually so happy to get all these recommendations because I've been trying to find other media from Japan to, you know, watch or listen to. So if I can dive into the world of J-dramas, I'm gonna have so much, like, I feel like it's so deep and there's so many years to go back to look for.
Yeah, totally. I will send you link after, maybe. Oh,
thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, and I was gonna say, I mean, just on the note of Kenshi Yonezu's, like, illustrations, obviously you can see in the cover art, but he is a really talented artist as well. And I have to bring this up every time I talk about Kenshi Yonezu on the podcast. He started off by doing Vocaloid. He was a Vocaloid producer.
Yes, I know. Like, he used the name Hachi, which means 8.
Yeah.
As a Vocaloid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
so much talent. And, like, I just feel like every time he does visuals for his music videos and things, like, the visuals for this are so greatly different from, like, even if you think of Lemon or other, you know, just every time he comes back, it's something different and cool and bright and fun. Yeah. So I'm just a lot of love for Kenshi Yonezu.
Same, totally. Yeah, I think one of my dream is going to his concert.
I hope you can. I really hope you can. Aww. I would like to. Let's go together.
Yeah, let's
plan.
Go together. Let's plan it.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for our dreams to come true, we can kind of continue on and unfortunately get closer to the end of our episode. Before that, before we wrap things up with a few last songs and extras, I do have a short announcement for everybody. So if you are interested in actually hearing some of those extra songs, why not join our Patreon club? And you can become either a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor and get some extra songs and extra time with me and Yabi on this episode. So, if that's interesting to you, and I hope it is, you can find the full details for our Patreon club at our site, jtop10.jp/club.
Now let's have our second song in our rank, Thing You Love by Macaroni and Pizza, which increased by 6th place this month.
Number 2.
あなたの名前を届かない声でも呼びたい。まだ死ねない。
That again was, of course, Ring You Love by Macaroni and Pizza. So this band is a four-member rock band which was formed in Kanagawa, and they started, you know, making music in 2012.
All the members of the band went to and met at Senzoku Gakuen College of Music.
The current members are Hattori, who is the vocalist and guitarist, Tanabe Yoshiaki, who is also a guitarist, Takano Kenya, who is the band's bassist, and Hasegawa Daiki, who is the keyboardist for the band. Oh, I'm interested. Do they not have a drummer? I guess I never realized. Is there no drummer in Macaroni and Pizza?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't notice as well. Interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising, because yeah. I feel like their music relies a lot on really interesting rhythms and things, so maybe they use the keyboard and bass to make up their rhythm section, I guess.
I went on their social medias and I found that it will be their first time to perform on Summer Sonic this year.
That's so exciting! Oh my gosh! I have a friend in Japan, her name's Ayaka, and she introduced me to Macaroni and Pizza before they really got famous, I should say popular, with, you know, pop culture in Japan, before they gained a lot of notoriety, and I really hope she can go to their concert, because she's such a big fan.
Oh, definitely let her know.
yes.
And also, Ring You Love has a short ballet version for this song.
Wow, interesting. I do love when bands go back and like remix their own songs and, you know, perform them differently. It kind of gives the feel of being at a concert, even if you aren't at one.
Yeah, totally.
I'm just a little bit curious. Have you listened to Macaroni and Pizza too much at all, or are you a fan?
Oh yeah, actually it was like the first time I knew them as well, I think the previous episodes, and I started to listen to them.
This song is a good example of it too, but they just incorporate so many different like musical influences and like musical motifs into their songs. Like when I first started listening to Ring You Love for this episode, I thought it was going to be kind of like laid back and like, you know, kind of a chill song, but it just explodes into like the chorus with that heavier guitar, and yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, totally. And I think I like their cover as well, like the cover art of this song. Yeah, I like that style.
I have to go back and check it. I don't recall it, but I'll go back and look it up. It's always nice to have the cover art to like, it kind of gives you another feeling in the song to bounce off of. Well, we are sadly at the end of our formal countdown. We're at number one. And would you like to do the honors? Do you want to sign us off on our last song?
For sure. Let's have our top one this month, which is White Noise by Official Hige Dandism, increased by 3 places.
Number one.
Be
Now you've heard White Noise by Official Higedandism. Official Higedandism is a Japanese pop band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by Satoshi Fujihara, who is the lead vocals and the pianist, Daisuke Ozaha, who plays lead guitar and backing vocals, Makoto Narazaki, who plays bass, saxophone, and backing vocals, and Masaki Matsuura, who plays percussion and backing vocals.
Oh, otsukare-sama, that was a lot of people to read.
Yeah.
Yes. So the word hige actually translates into mustache, or it can also, I think it can also mean beard, but mustache mostly. And dandism refers to manly, because like that it uses the kanji, the Japanese character for man. So in English, the band's name can be roughly translated to manly mustache or macho mustache.
The Japanese band has like interesting name, like macaroni, yeah, and pizza, and like belly mustache.
Yeah, like, and for example, macaroni and pizza. And pizza means pencil, so it's like macaroni pencil. It's just kind of, yeah, so strange.
Yeah. White Noise is the opening for Tokyo Revenger season 2.
Yes, and the song is really notable for its strong hook. By starting off with kind of a really exhilarating guitar riff followed by a beautiful melody, which is accompanied nicely by piano as well.
Oh, like they are taking back to the first place again. Hidan, like they are one of the favorite bands as well.
Oh, really? Oh, you're lucky. You had so many favorites on this episode.
Yeah, totally.
I really liked, this was my first time listening through this song, and the guitar, it like does this really weird, I don't want to say weird, it's like really discordant, almost strange scale. It's like a descending scale, and it just sounds, I've never heard something like that in a pop song in such a way, and it was really cool that they're using a different, not like a typical melody or typical harmonic line. It's really different.
Yeah, totally. And also like they are using guitar solo and piano solo in this song. And it's like a bit heavier, I would say, this song. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool. And also I have checked out the music video. And it was like a car commercial or something. But it was pretty nice.
Oh, that's so funny. Actually, I was going to comment on the commercial, or not the commercial. Wow, I said commercial. That's how it reminded me too, I guess, of a commercial a little bit. No, but the music video, yeah, it feels so like classic Japanese band to like, it's just like just the band focused on them and their performance and looking cool, I guess.
Yeah. And the ink Satoshi's so talented, like their song, like they have so many hit songs.
Yeah, they are super duper talented, and it just seems like they always end up at number one no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. And you checked Tokyo Revenger?
I haven't, but honestly, this is gonna sound so silly, this song kind of made me want to. Because if this song was chosen for the opening, it has to kind of, you know, relate or feel similar, right?
Yeah, no worries. I haven't checked it as well. But I did watch a few episodes in the beginning of season 1. And it reminds me of another anime called Steins Gate, which also
talks about
time travel. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I didn't really think about that, but yeah, it kind of might be a similar, not similar concept, but yeah, a similar feeling with the time travel going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Well, no, I think that'll be my homework for before next episode. All right. Well, I mean, that brings us to the end of our countdown. But excitingly, we do have an indie extra on this episode, so everyone will get to enjoy this indie extra. And our song that we are featuring today is actually Not Milky with the song Daisuki or Totemoi.
Now you've heard Daisuki Totemo Ii by Not Milky.
Yes, Not Milky is a Japanese Spanish American singer-songwriter who is based in Los Angeles and actually began making music on Valentine's Day of last year, 2022.
Oh, so sweet. She creates grunge, dream pop music that's available on TikTok at This Is Not Milky, YouTube at NotMilky with a zero, and Instagram at NotMilky.
And this song, Daisuki Totemo Ii, was actually released really recently on February 28th, 2023. And I just have to say, I love this song. This was like, it's kind of the type of music that I've been listening to recently, and it really helps me get work done, interestingly. But yeah, I love it.
Do you use this kind of music as a background music?
I was listening intently, but yes.
I feel like the song has a mixture of city pop and EDM, or like more contemporary style of today's like music production.
Yeah, I agree. It was just, it's very nice and easy to listen to, and for me it was really calming at least, so I appreciate that, and I'm excited to dive into Not Milky's other tracks, because I unfortunately didn't do that yet, but this was a really cool introduction.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, it may be a bit personal or like not objective, so I do have some like music friends, like independent musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still like get inspired from city pop, and then they just say, "Oh, I'm gonna steal this part, like this bass line or this, you know, line in their music."
I mean, like city pop, it really defined. I think it just like has the long lasting sound. It will just keep sounding fresh forever.
Yeah, totally. It's like a classic genre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. But yeah, hopefully, I mean, as long as people are stealing it and making great music. I shouldn't say stealing, borrowing and reinterpreting.
Yeah, totally true.
Well, that again was Not Milky, and I hope all of our listeners will go check out more of their music. And unfortunately for some of our listeners, that is the end. How do you feel? What's your big takeaway from our episode, Miyabi?
I think I need to get back to Tokyo Revengers.
That is a good takeaway. I think my big takeaway is I need to start watching J-dramas.
Okay, I will recommend so many to you.
Oh, perfect. That's always the best when you have a friend who can guide you through.
Yeah, And also I'm glad to meet the hidden gem, chili beans.
Yeah, that was you were mentioning. No, that is a good shout out. I enjoyed getting to interact with Aiko some more because I haven't really kept up with her recent work. So we had a little bit of everything for everyone today. So I hope all of our listeners enjoyed getting to join us. And actually, our next episode coming up will be Tassie and Connor, who will bring a special episode a week from now featuring lots of music from Japanese rom-coms. Wow, maybe they'll talk about J-dramas a lot too. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this episode, and we hope that the beginning of your spring starts off well. For those of you who have cherry blossoms in your area, hopefully you can see them soon. And I guess until we meet again, I really enjoyed getting to chat with you, Miyabi, and we'll catch everyone on the next one.
Yeah, let's keep in touch.
Definitely.
And see you in, I don't know which episode. I haven't got my schedule yet.
In the future.
Yeah, in the future.
All right. Well, until next time. Mata ne, ja ne.
Ja ne, mata.
Japan Top 10. The number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.